I'd also like to remind everyone to participate in the AmronNet every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Lots of good folks and interesting information. Participate in the Channel 3 project around 7:30 p.m. Learn how to communicate with your neighbors without a repeater in case of emergency. Also, she wanted me to mention this Monday nights at 8 p.m. on the Elk and Phoenix repeaters in Jackson County. And about the heat, she mentioned that she would like to tell people to take extra precaution when focused on the sun and the solar activity that's going on. We have a lot of solar activity right now, so I think that's probably what's happening with the radio issues. So she sends her love. 359, moving to the next radio check. WROY 384 Diana, radio check for Patriot Ladies. WROY 384 Diana, I read you loud and clear. Copy that, you're coming in pretty clear, a little bit of static, but we can hear you just fine. So we've been talking about heat hazards, and some of the ladies had some really good ideas. Is there anything that you'd like to share this evening, Diana? Always take a bottle of water with you and put your own electrolytes in it. Totally, that's a really awesome idea. Yeah, it's like I carry water wherever I go. I imagine you do as well. I'm sure some of the ladies do too, but that's a good idea. Is there anything else, Diana?
Happy Resurrection Sunday and blessings to everybody.
Happy Resurrection Day to you as well, and thank you for sharing that, and thank you for participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. WRJX 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen, you copy?
WRPJ 605. Copy you loud and clear.
Copy you loud and clear as well, Judy. So we've been talking about heat hazards and what to do during a heat emergency, and some of the ladies have had some awesome ideas. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Yeah, I don't handle heat well either. We basically leave the doors open and the windows and the sliding doors open all night and early morning, and it cools the house off. And then we close up before it gets hot, like 9, whatever time. And it keeps the house as cool as it can without air conditioning until late afternoon. And the cold washcloth, that's an excellent idea, Robin, I agree. Oh, my gosh, works really well. And also cold showers every couple of hours to wash off. Plenty of water and healthy liquids, obviously. During hot spells, I pretty much stay in the pool throughout the days, kind of like vacation. Not too much else gets done, but what else are you going to do in that kind of heat? Break. That's about it for me, my suggestions.
Sounds good. Staying in the pool sounds really good to me. So, would you like to talk about the IVARCnet?
Sure, thank you very much. IVARC meets the second Tuesday at Wild River from 5 to 8. Our general meeting is from 6 to 8. And our nets are on Monday night. We start at 7 o'clock on GMRS, and then we move on to FRS and MERS to get people practiced on radio-to-radio communication and off the repeater, find out who's in your area, who you can communicate with when the stuff hits the fan. You know, who are you going to be able to talk to, and who are you going to be able to connect with? Thanks so much for doing the net, Karen. I missed you guys. It's been a couple of weeks. I was sick this last week, so I'm a little better. Everyone have a blessed Easter. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm so sorry you were sick, Judy, but I'm glad you're better, and hope you have a wonderful Easter as well. Thank you for sharing your comments and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPL 826 Sioux.
Copy that, Sue. You're coming in loud and clear. So we've been discussing heat hazard, and what to do during the heat emergency, and the ladies have had some really good ideas. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
Well, since I work in a mail truck, I get pretty heated. So we're allowed to take breaks, drink plenty of water, head for the shade,